And it is 4:01. You're tuned to Katie and Kay, and today is Friday, which means that you're listening to Express Yourself. We have quite a few treats on today's show, and starting off, I'm joined by a bunch of ballerinas. How lucky to be here in a room full of ballerinas. So led by Alexandra Yurkanitsa of Bonedale Ballet. How are you, Alexandra?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And who else is here? Can we do a little roll call? We'll go in the circle.
My name's Emily Michelle.
My name is Addison Schoen.
My name is Natasha Simpson.
My name is Harlow.
Harlow.
And my last name is Joan.
Well, so wonderful to be here with all of you, and I imagine you're all very excited about the performance this weekend.
Yeah.
What is that performance called?
The performance is our Bonedale Ballet 2020 Winter Dance Performance, and the title is Expressions of Grace.
Cool. So where does that title come from, Alexandra?
The title comes from some brainstorming that my husband and I did. We were trying to come up with this new title that represented what we're doing this year. You know, dance is expressed through grace, through so many different disciplines of dance, if that makes sense. So we thought, well, grace continues to pop up in everything we do, and it's such a great way of flowing and transitioning from one thing to the next. So everybody expresses their grace in different ways with their own personalities and their intention behind their movement, whether if it's through ballet or tap, even the flash mob, or even the yoga or Pilates. So that's how we came up with it. It took some time, and we came up with it, and we thought, okay, this is it. So that's how we got there.
So of everybody who's in this room, is it anyone's first show doing ballet?
No, we've done quite a few shows.
Okay. So what's particularly exciting about this one for you?
For me, I really like the costumes and the song. I'm always like super happy and jazzy when I'm dancing. And I do want to say something. For this show, there's someone who can't be with us, and we're just sending lots of love out to her. And I'm just super excited to dance with everyone, and I'm really honored to dance. It's going to be a great show, and I'm excited to find out what the other dances are. So, yeah.
Cool.
I'm excited for this because the dances I'm doing are a little challenging, and I get to help with little kids in ballet.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, young girls?
What I'm excited about is that I get to do tap with all my friends, and yeah.
Cool. Harlow?
What I like about ballet is that I usually enjoy dancing, and I like to move around and have activity after school.
So I was checking out the program for the show, and it looks like there's a lot of music, that it's a very diverse selection of songs. Did you each choose your songs, or was it something that you worked on, Alexandra, for the choreography?
I think I chose most of them. I'm looking down the list. Well, I can't give credit all to myself. My husband is presenting the creative dance and pre-ballet group, the Blackbird from the Beatles. Mm. That was his choice. He heard it. He's known about that song, and he just said this would be perfect. It's such an inspiring piece for the kids. And I believe all of the other pieces I've been wanting to choreograph to over the years, and I felt like they just kind of came together as a whole, as a collection, just over this last year since we've been working on it, just even starting with the brainstorming process. So, yeah.
And so the show is on Saturday and Sunday at the Waldorf School, 2 p.m. for both shows?
Correct.
Cool. And for you girls, have you seen all the dances yet, or will it be your first time?
No, I've only seen our dance, and the other ones are a mystery. But I like it. It's fun to find out what the other dances are. It's really fun to, like, just watch after you're done with your dance. That's what I really like about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to go into the audience, or do you have to watch from the sidelines?
We kind of watch from... We go backstage and we kind of watch from the entrance of the stage sometimes. Uh-huh. Or we go, like, to the door to the audience sometimes. We all kind of do our own things.
Cool. Very cool. And is it too late to purchase tickets, or are those still available?
Tickets are very available. They're all being purchased at the door over the weekend. So everybody come early enough. I'd say come by 1:30, 1:20, or 1:30 over at the Waldorf, and grab your ticket and find your seat and enjoy this beautiful program, Ballet and Tap Repertoire.
Great opportunity to support Bonedale Ballet and to see a lot of dancing. Is it all youth ballet, or are there also adult dancers?
It is, I guess I'll say 99% youth. Mm-hmm. I'm the only adult in it, so I'm like the senior in it. So I fit myself somewhere in the middle of the program to not stand out too much. It is definitely about we have the toddler group, we have the creative dance, which are ages 4 to 6, and then we go up into ages 7, pretty much 7 to 14, 7 to 13, and then I'll be doing a little something in there too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's go around the circle and just close up this segment with each of us saying what we're most excited about, or if we want to do a shout out to friends or family that we know are listening to this interview, or if you just want to share something you think the world should know.
Well, I'm just really excited for the dance. I always am. I have so much fun. I think I've been dancing for like about 2 years with them, and I always have so much fun. I'm just really excited. And some people that might be listening, Kayla, Salem, Allison, if you guys are listening, here I am. And yeah, but I'm here.
I'm most excited about seeing my friends and getting to dance with them.
For the enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm just really happy that the community always receives us so well, and we are delighted to present another wonderful program with original choreography. And just hope everyone out there enjoys it, and they're inspired to move with grace and style and to boogie. Natasha?
What I'm excited about is that I get to be on the stage and I get to see all my friends watching me.
Mm. And how about you, Harlow?
I like to move around, and I'm also excited about moving around with my friends. Yeah.
And acute listeners might recognize that voice as DJ Little Bird, whose mama, DJ Mama Bird, is on the radio doing the Flo Diggity Show on Tuesdays. And so this would be a great opportunity for any mothers or fathers or their children who are listening and they're curious to know more about Bonedale Ballet, to get a sense of what you work on. How does inscription work for the Bonedale Ballet dance classes? Like if people want to sign up their kids?
Yes, you're welcome to come by our studio at 1101 Village Road. You can also, when you come to the show, feel free to chat with Anthony or Alexandra. We're both main teachers and owners of the business. And you can also email me as well. You'll find that on our website and bonedaleballet.com. But we'd love to meet you in person, so come on over to 1101 Village Road in Carbondale, or find us at the show. We'll be chausseing around stage, backstage somewhere.
All right. Once again, this is on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Waldorf School on the Roaring Fork. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Express Yourself.
Thank you, and everybody enjoy the light we're having outside now. It's gorgeous out there.